Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Credit card defaults skyrocketing. Highest in 14 years? What's cooking, folks?
Whoa, 14 years, that's a long time. Gotta dig into this. The Financial Times dropped this bombshell, right? $46 billion written off in just 9 months?
Yeah, it's a 50% jump from last year, according to BankReg data. Lenders are basically saying bye-bye to that money.
So like everyone's defaulting?
Not everyone. Moody's Analytics points out that the bottom third of U.S. consumers are stretched thin. Savings? Zero. Zip. Zilch.
Inflation and high borrowing costs, right? Classic recipe for financial disaster.
Exactly. And it's not getting better. Capital One's write-off rate up to 6.1%.
Ouch. That's a big jump. WalletHub's expert chimes in, saying consumer spending power is down. Makes sense. If you're worried about making ends meet, you're probably not buying that fancy new kitchen gadget.
True. Our own Pyments research shows 74.5% of folks carry card debt. And for those living paycheck to paycheck and struggling with bills, over 90%. Average debt, a whopping $7,038, compared to just $302 for financially stable folks.
That's a huge difference. Makes you wonder how many people are maxing out their cards, you know, hitting that limit.
Pyments found about 40% of struggling consumers regularly hit their credit limit. And get this, total U.S. credit card debt, over $5.1 trillion in October. It just keeps climbing.
$5.1 trillion, that's a lot of zeros. So harder to get credit too, especially if your credit score isn't stellar.
Yep, New York Fed data confirms that. More people are getting rejected for loans. Auto, mortgages, everything. Tough times, huh?
Agreed. It's not just credit cards, it's the whole lending landscape shifting. Tough break for those hoping to buy a new car or a house.
Now, switching gears a bit, let's talk restaurant tech. PAR Technology acquired Delegit for $132 million. Big news in the food service world.
Analytics and back-of-house improvements, I see. Interesting.
Yup. PAR's CEO calls it another step toward building a comprehensive food service platform. Streamlining, data-driven insights, the whole shebang.
So like better efficiency, less waste?
Exactly. And guess what? Delegit works with 40 of the top 50 restaurant concepts in North America. Not too shabby.
Impressive. So not just a small player then?
Nope. This acquisition follows PAR's purchase of Task Group and Stuzo Holdings last year. They're expanding rapidly, even into convenience stores and fuel retail. It seems the restaurant tech world is booming.
Speaking of booming, pay-at-the-table tech is taking off. Faster payments, better customer experience.
Handheld POS devices, kiosks, talk about convenience. And with SoftPOS on phones and tablets, even smaller restaurants can get in on the action.
I see. It's all about adapting and innovating in the face of change, right?
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll wrap up today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.